Your taxes hold the key.
Business operators, your GCT return for May 2018 is due on Friday, June 29, 2018. Tax Administration Jamaica is reminding you that effective April 1, 2018, all GCT returns must be filed online. Why wait in line? File and pay online. Avoid the penalties. File and pay today. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been Your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On this week's Get the Facts, all you need to know on the new Advisory Council and Boards of Visitors for Children's Homes. The Education Ministry is to appoint an advisory council to oversee residential childcare facilities across the island. Boards of visitors are also to be appointed for each residential childcare facility. The decision to introduce both bodies was taken based on recommendations from a strategic review of state facilities conducted earlier this year. One of the recommendations was the need to strengthen monitoring processes and actions to be taken in relation to critical incidents in state facilities. State Minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says the introduction of the Advisory Council is expected to increase the level of accountability in the state's residential childcare system and ultimately raise the standards of care for the children.
The regulations that come with the Child Care and Protection Act indicate that the minister does have the power to appoint board of visitors for each home. So one of the things that we will be moving forward to do is to so appoint board of visitors to each home. And the act allows the board of visitors to, one, make announced or unannounced visits to the homes, to look at the operations of the homes, to interview the children to see if they're having any difficulty. So clearly it provides us with a number layer of monitoring and a greater level of protection for the children themselves.
Boards of visitors will work alongside the Advisory Council, which will be comprised of five persons who represent various ministries and six others with backgrounds in child care and protection. The Advisory Council will take reports from boards of visitors and advise the Child Protection and Family Services Agency and the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information on the best ways to strengthen the operations of state homes.
Whether the home be private or the home be public, and more importantly, will help us overall just raise the standard of care for our children in our home.
Minister Green says, although the legislation does not outline criteria for the selection of board members, persons serving on boards of visitors will undergo detailed screening.
To ensure that, one, we're getting fit and proper persons, and persons who definitely have a history in relation to, a positive history in relation to their involvement with child care and protection or their involvement with children rights, and also extensive training, because clearly they will also have to be well aware of the Child Care and Protection Act, so the rights and responsibilities of children. They have to be well aware of our child abuse protocol, well aware of our licensing regime in relation to the homes.
The ministry will also train board members in the area of child care and protection to enhance their ability to handle the demands of the job. Individuals appointed to boards of visitors will be appointed for two-year terms. Persons interested in serving on the board of visitors are being asked to contact the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA, by calling 876-967-1614 or email info@childprotection.gov.jm. What would you like to get the facts on? Send feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, Instagram at JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next time for more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.